It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email from Trevor in Corbin. He says, I've submitted listener feedback before. Mostly it's been to praise the station for the fantastic job it does, keeping listeners informed. But I have also commented on certain programming that, in my opinion, is of little value to most people tuning in. With that being said, I try to be constructive or helpful in some way with what I have to say. There are others, though, who apparently just want to use listener feedback as a platform to make meaningless observations or start ridiculous arguments. Case in point, the gentleman who called in to say that an announcer was wrong when she wished everyone a good Friday afternoon during a broadcast because that Friday wasn't Good Friday. As if that wasn't petty enough, I then hear another comment this morning admonishing the station for not being considerate enough when you addressed this concern of the listener on the air. Are you kidding me? Get a life. Anyway, congrats to WEKU on their recent first-place awards from the Kentucky Associated Press. Any accolades you receive are well-deserved, as you continue to be a huge part of my daily routine. Except for Q, that is. Still don't like that program. From Kathy in Nicholasville, I just wondered why the station keeps glitching out. It's been doing it for a couple of weeks and is getting worse. It's like someone turns the dial to another station. It usually only lasts a second or two, but is beginning to occur more often and for longer seconds. We also heard from a constant listener, Pete, about the same issue and from some other listeners. To Kathy, Pete, and all who have been in touch, thanks for noticing and letting us know about it. You're right, it was occurring more often, and we were finally able to diagnose it and repair it. We're glad to hear from you at any time. Write to us at weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook or send a tweet, or leave a voicemail message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.